Okay, let's start our discussion of Chavakuk, the next of the Treyasar. Who is Chavakuk? We don't really know much about Chavakuk. He is listed in the Rambam's Ba'alei HaMesorah, as we say, regarding many of the Treyasar, right? The Rambam lists them. Hoshea received the Mesorah from Zechariah, Amos from Hoshea, Yeshayo from Amos, Micha from Yeshaya, Yoel from Micha, Nachum from Yoel, Chavakuk from Nachum. So Chavakuk came after Nachum and before Tzephaniah. So he was in between. In the pasuk, it doesn't say anything about when Chavakuk gave his nevuah. It doesn't say his family name. It doesn't say his shevet. The Rav Dak says, Hanavi azeh lo yadanu doro v'lo mishpachto. The Seder Olam says that he, Yoel, Nachum, and Chavakuk all gave nevuah bizman Menashe. It didn't say that it was bizman Menashe because we didn't want to be mazkir shmo shel harasha hazos. Josephus, the Abarbanel here quotes Josephus and says he was alive in the days of Daniel. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den by Nebuchadnezzar, so at that point, the Chavakuk Hanavi was in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem showed him a nevuah that he was needed. So in Ben Derech Nes, he flew in the air and brought food to Daniel in Gov HaArayot. Says the Abarbanel, I find that hard to believe. Aval zeh hayakasha ma'od la'amino kipshuto. Ki im Chavakuk hay b'mei Menashe. Why? Because if he was b'mei Menashe, like Seder Olam says, you want to put everything together, that was 90 years before Nebuchadnezzar took over. Daniel was thrown into the bar 70 years at the end of Ashlamas Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, right at that time. I didn't say that he was thrown in by, but so how could he? He lived 170 plus. That's what? Okay, it's possible. But also the nace that he was flown in the air. It says, Lo niskar davar mizeh bioso nace yoser atzu mishal arayos. That's an even greater nace, and it's not needed. Therefore, he says, Lo sof davar anach lo nismo kiyeba masha zachar akasov o haidu chazal lo besifri asipurim shiyerucha kim in a heker. So I don't think that is true. Some say, he quotes also here in the following, he quotes a Chazal, some say it's a Zohar, that Chavakuk was the son of the Isha Shunamis, that Elisha Hanavi was Mechaya, just like Yonah was the Ben HaTzarfatit, that Tzarfit, that Elio was Mechaya, both of them came from Koach HaShpa'as Rabo Sehen. Right, that's the story in Malachim Beis and Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tezayin, that the baby was born, but there it even explains where the name Chavakuk might have come from. The pasuk says there that the Vayomer Lamoed Azek Haischaya at Chovekes Ben. Elisha says, "You will be Chovek. You will hug a son." Chovekes, and some say that's where the word Chavakuk. The Abarbanel says that's where Chavakuk came from that lashon of Chovekes. Good. These three prakim of Chavakuk are all about Bavel. It's about the rising of Bavel, the complaining how Bavel is so successful, even though they're Rishayim, and eventual the downfall of Bavel. That is what this is. This the content of Chavakuk is about. Good. So we say Hamasa Asher Chazaka Chavakuk Anavi. The Masa of the Nevuah. We've mentioned Masa is one of the 10 Lashonos of Nevuah. Usually used by Peronis, that Chavakuk Anavi saw. Adonai Hashem Shivati, how long will I daven, says Chavakuk? V'lo tishma, you don't listen. Ezlak Eilach HaChamas, V'lo Toshia, I scream at you that there is something that is not fair, something that is not right going on. V'lo Toshia, and you don't save. Why do I have to see all of this ruin? Lama Tar'eni Avon V'amal Tabit, I see all this crookedness, that there are tzadikim, right, that are succeeding. Nebuchadnezzar, va'amal tabit, and you still look at this injustice. V'shod v'chamas l'negdi, I see this robbery. V'hi riv u'madon yisa, and yet the argument, and the ones that fight yisa, they are raised up. So why is this happening? Rav Pinkus notes that his whole sefer of Sha'arim B'Tfilah is all a description of each of the types of tefillah that there are. Bitzur, Shava, Tzaka, Naka, Rina, Pgiya, Kriya, Nipo, Pila, Tachnunim, Chile, Mide, Iter. So all of the Lashona. So two of them are right here in the Pasuk. In Pasuk Beis, Shivati, Shava, and Za'aka. You have two of those. What's the difference that it says here that Chavakuk did both Shav'a and Sa'aka? So there in the parak of Shav'a says the Rav Pinkus, Shav'a is a lashon basically of what we would call hysteria. Just crying out, crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying out to the one who could help us. He says, Tofezes hi shem acher nikra balas hysteria, kederach hanashim, asher beis sarasan mishtag os bibichios, mi beli yecholish lishtalei asman. They can't control themselves. It's not just asking, but it's recognizing that this is the only choice that I have. I don't have any other where to go. You need to help me. And that's how all tefillah has to be, says Rav Pinkus. There's never anything that we're asking, l'chadchila. Okay, it's good if I have it, if not, not. No, then you won't, not going to daven for it properly. Tzorech adam shemispala kodesh baruch hu, lohavin heitev mahu mavakesh, v'yarkamu tzorech ez adav rashem mavakesh, v'are eno dome bakasha al inyan shurak v'geder, shal l'chadchila v'lo hechrech gamur. Levakashas inyan shanashama tuliyabo. Because it's so akim umargishim as nechitzus habakasha. When we realize it, sekvar siba chashuva kishala atzma. Sheikava kadosh baruch hu tfilaso. That's enough. Once we realize that I don't have a choice, Hashem, I need it. That's shava. Shava means we have to get into it and realize that we need it. Doesn't mean that we're going to have to be all over the place in an external way. Doesn't mean that we're after going to have move in a way that shows that we're pushing. No, it just means that we have to, with all our hearts, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the only one that could help. That's Shava. Tsa'aka is an even higher level or deeper level. No words. Like we know, Tsa'aka is screaming. Eino yachol ahotzi milim b'fiv. Rak tsoek b'kolo. That's Tfilas Za'aka. Tsoek ve'eino omer klum. And he says, if Shava is hysteria, so Tza'aka is the next level. Ain't Tzorach Litzok Tza'aka's Gedolos Olasos Kol Minei Tznuos Meshunos Lein Aroim for Shava. No, it means inside. But, and we have to realize that we need help with the Yetzirah, we need help with everything. But Tza'aka Yoter Mizeh, he says, Dome Adavar La'echad Sholeh Paderach Pitom, somebody's on the street and all of a sudden Listim come and they're about to stab him. And he sees somebody on the other side of the street and he starts screaming, please help me, help me, help me. And he realizes the guy looks at him and just goes away. So what happens after that? He just starts screaming. Hysterit v'noraa. Right, and that is the second level of discussion here. That is za'aka besides shava. And those two of Rav Pinkus can be put into this pasuk. That's what Chavakuk is doing because he sees all this terrible injustice going on. Al-Kain, what's the problem? As we'll see here, Al-Kain, Tafuk Torah, the Torah is going to become weaker and softer. V'lo yetzi l'netzach mishpat. If mishpat will not be for eternity, why will it be weakened? Because as the Radak says here, because people are going to see Tzadik v'ralo, Rasha v'tovlo, they're going to be mitra'im on the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi she'enato said, din bereshaim, says the Radak, tirpa atar v'techalesh, ki rabim marpim yideya mimena, lefi shero matzlachas reshaim, v'roas ha-tzadikim, and therefore it's a big problem that Rasha v'tovlo, tzadik v'ralo. The Abar Benel notes that tzadik v'ralo wasn't so much what bothered Chavakuk, because you see, in the continuation of the parak, Hashem only deals with Nebuchadnezzar. Doesn't deal with the tzadik v'ralo part, because Chavakuk so knew that the Bnei Yisrael, that we were deserving. We were deserving of punishment. But his point was that why should it come through Nebuchadnezzar? Why should Hashem just send a plague? Why should Hashem just make a famine? Ki Rasha machtiras at tzadik, says the pasuk, because the Rasha is being over the tzadik. That's the problem. Alkein yitzei mishpam mukal. Therefore, it's all crooked. It's all crooked, right? The tzaddik, the Mesudas Tava here says that we're called tzaddik, just in relative terms. Machter is a tzaddik. Avki chatu Yisrael, nechshavim heima letzaddikim lamulo, compared to Nebuchadnezzar, we're tzaddikim. But that's the problem, says the Abar Benel here. Shelo haisa tar'omes etlunas chavakuk bakan, al churban Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Ki yodeh haya, shebepshaim haya ru'uyim lakach. Aval haisa tar'omeso al atzlachas Nebuchadnezzar. Bekol ha-malchiyas, sheyakovesh, shiur l'rishato, lo haya ro'i l'cholkach, ve'atzlacha, v'amem shala. He wasn't right for it. So the tzadik v'ralo, that's not what he was complaining about. Aval Rasha v'tovlo shein v'chanetzar Rasha mechalo kvod elokim ve'ech yatzliach u'mebreizeh. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu only answered him regarding Mapelas Nebuchadnezzar, that he's going to get it in the end. You don't have to worry. Kitlunas Rasha v'tovlo kashe ma'od biros kaladam rishas ha-rasha v'eved v'adazar. And in general, says the Barbanel, it's much harder, even though both of these are major philosophical problems, Rasha v'tovlo is much harder. Much harder to see Rishoyim getting success. Tzadik v'ralo, you know what people might think? Maybe no, nobody's perfect. Avtunet tzadik v'ralo, eina kol kach kasha. Lefi shetamid yachshov kol adam. Shein tzadik baratza sheyasa tov alo yechta. V'ulai chetze b'seiser. V'nefromi mena b'galui. V'lachein amru b'emes, ein v'yadeinu, like it says in Pirkei Avos, lo mishalas Rishoyim, v'af lo mi yisurei tzadikim. But again, that was the Iker problem, says the Abarbanel. The Rasha Vitovlo element. Rashi quotes another pshat of Alkin Tafuk Torah, not just that people are going to be distressed by the Rasha Vitovlo, but that because they see that it's going to lead to Bnei Yisrael themselves doubting their Emuna, and ultimately led to the bowing down to a statue, as is described in Daniel. Al Zeshi Yisrael Roan Aslachaso Shalo, Tafik Vitavar Tormeyam. They'll just give up. And therefore, it is terrible, says Chavakuk. Re'u b'goyev abitu. Now he starts talking to Bnei Yisrael, as the Radak says. Keneged Yisrael. Look around at the nations, v'abitu, v'tamhu t'mo. Be wondrous. Ki poel poel mi'beichem, lo taminu ki yisupar. Look around in your day. You're not going to believe it, because this doesn't happen. Right? This is one of the riots that he was in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. Right, because he says, "Be a mechem." He says, "Why can't any make him as a costume?" I'm bringing up the costume. The Babylonians, Hagoy, Hamar, Vanimar, this lowly, bitter nation. Haholich, Lamercha, the Aris, Lareshes, Mishkanos, Lolo, to get lands and inherit lands that don't belong to them. This is what Nebuchadnezzar is doing. Right, it's so unusual. Says the Abarbanel, says the Malbim, the Mesudas David. Right, the Mesudas David first. Ki hu davar hayotze mehekesh ativi. Kashal Haman, it's hard to imagine how successful Bavel is. That's the problem here. And therefore, you should see that it's not something that is normal or run-of-the-mill. Aval kishatiru, says the Abarbanel. V'tabitu b'menogu shalolam. You think about the whole world. U'b'sifuri agoyim tismu ma'od. L'fi pon nevuchanetzar. Shernasi b'yemeichem. Hu kol kach zor. V'yotze me'atev ash adam acher. Asher lo mizera adam echa. Lo mizera melucha. What didn't come from royalty? He's getting up and he's conquering the whole world. B'kipa. V'in moche b'yado. Obviously, this is something unusual and coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayom Benoru, it's awesome and fearful. Mimenu Mishpato Seyasoyetse, his Mishpat, his success comes from him, meaning he doesn't need any other nations to help him. The Kalum in Emerim Susav, his horses are fast. The Chadum is Eve Erev, his wolves. Foxes, Ufashu Parashav, he has so many horsemen. Ufarashav, Merachok Yavo, they come from far. Ufu, Kinesher, Chash Lechol, like an eagle, all of these Mishalim of the different animals. Kulo, Lachamas, Yavo, they're all coming for Chamas. Megamas, Panam, Kadima, they're all, let's go. Vayesov, Kachol, Shevi, and they gather lots of a Shevi, a lot of prisoners. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daphne and Vez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says here, this Kazdim, the nation, is Goy, Himar, V'Nimar, it's this lowly nation. The Gemara even says that it's unusual that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kaviyachol, felt bad. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daphnun Beis, Amid Beis, Rashi, I think, quotes it a little bit, Rashi quotes it a little bit, says the Gemara, Amr Avchana Bar Acha Amri Beirav, Arba'a Mischarit Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are four creations that Hashem was mischarit. He felt bad about. Shebaram. Elohim Galus, Kasdim, that's us, Yishme'elim, V'Yetzahara. And all four are quoted. Galus, Kasdim, Yishme'elim, and Yetzahara. So what does that mean, right? That each one of them is, Hashem felt bad about it. Hashem doesn't feel bad. Hashem knows exactly about creation before it's created. So the Ben Yoyada here is a crucial comment which fits in perfectly to our parak. Vade lo shayach haharata es lo yizbarach. It's not shayach to talk about harata. Hashem is upset that he did it. Kiut sofasidos v'yodea nistaros. But harata means levarer chova shelahem. Ki ha'etzahara, each of these creations come to Hashem and say, hey, I did your shlichus. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. Can I please have your schar? Ki ha'yetzahara yomar shebro HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachti. The Yetzahara comes to Hashem and says, hey, you created me to cause people to sin. That's what I did. Alkein me'achar sha'asa shlichuso yizbarach roi she'ikabal schar. Please pay me. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I'd rather that I didn't even have to create you. Right? Lashon charata b'yetzahara. Laharosh in la'ratzah b'melachash l'yetzahara. V'nechshav lo sha'asa ratzah Hashem yizbarach la'drabar adrab al-hefech. I wish I didn't have to create you. Right, it's like a malacha shein tzuich legufa, according to Rashi, that definition. V'chein begalus, yomer umos ha'olam. The umos ha'olam will say, well, Hashem was gozer al Yisrael galus. V'shibud asina ritzona. We subjugated them. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. V'yesh lo schar. We did exactly what you wanted us to do, Hashem. Please give us schar. Hashem says, I'd rather them not have to go into galus. V'chein kazdim. Shohayu ba'alei eitzel l'nevuchanetzer ha'rasha. They came and destroyed Yerushalayim. Yomru, me'achar she'neviim nisnabu b'churbana yafasinu. All the Neviim said it was going to happen, and I was going to do it, so I should get schar for it. V'yesh lanu schar. V'yeh lakach nomar al mitziutchem ba'olam lashon charata. L'haro she'en lo yisbarach ratzon memkla any ratzon. And that's Yishmael. Also, all four of these. But that's the nation that was created here that... Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was mischaret. The Hu ba Malachim Yiskalas, and continuing Pasuk Yud, he goes to the Malachim and he scoffs at other kings. The Rosnim Mischaklo, Hu lachol Mivsar Yischak, he comes to every stronghold and he laughs. Vayitzbar Afar, he gathers dirt, and he could just make piles of dirt around the other nations. Vayilka, then he could capture. Az Chalaf Ruach. Then a ruach, a wind comes, a spirit comes. What kind of spirit? The Mitzvot David says, the Malbim, he gets a godly spirit in him of boastfulness. Vayavar v'ashem, he does something else wrong. What did he do? Zukocho le'lo'o. He attributes this koach, his success, to his God, and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the, that's a Rashi explained, that's what others explain. The Malbim says, he thinks of himself as a God. The Malbim says, and it's going to bring us to the future next parak, as we'll get to, but he says this is referring to Belshazzar. The Belshazzar, after Nebuchadnezzar, he felt that he was the God. A koach of God went in him. That's when he started to take out the Klei HaMikdash, and that led ultimately to his demise. But as Chalaf Ruach Vayavar V'asham Zu Kocho Le'lo'o, they attribute it. Halo Atea Mikedem. So Chavakuk now says to Hashem, you have been there early, before everything. Hashem Elokai Kedoshi Lo Namus. What does that mean? The Radak says it's a tefillah. Nebuchadnezzar is destroying everything in the Beis HaMikdash, but let him not kill us. Yirat Samo Fanecha, says the Radak. Shalom Namus al Yado, at least we should live. Kiyatar Nasatelo HaKoach Hazeh, Vim Nasatelo Koach Lachriv Artzenu V'Ulahag Loseinu, Lotitin LaKoach Lamiseinu L'Chaloseinu, L'Chitin Amigoy, Davening. Rashi, though, says that, based on the Medrash, that this is Tikkun Lashon. It's Ki'ilut, Chavakuk is saying, Hashem, don't let Achil Hashem take place, and that you'll die. What does it mean, you'll die? Hashem will die. You can't even say those words, that you won't be recognized in the world anymore. Lo tamos, you'll die. But really, it's tikkun lashon, chas v'shalom, to say that, as the Medrash mentions a few places where a lashon has changed in order to protect the Kadosh Baruch Hu's covenant. Continuing. Hashem l'mishpat samto. You created the world for justice. V'tzor lo'chiach yisadato. And you are the rock that you made this on its pillars. T'hari nai meiros rasa. You are pure of eyes. How can you see this ra that Nebuchadnezzar is being successful? V'habit el amal lo tuchal. How can you look at this? Lama tamit bogdim. Why should you see treasoners? Tacharish, being quiet. You're quiet. Bavala rasha tzadik mimenu. And a rasha swallows up a tzadik from him. What does it mean? Meaning, we know we're not tzadikim, but we're more tzadikim compared to Nebuchadnezzar. So Baval Rasha Tzadik Imenu, that enough should be enough for you to punish Nebuchadnezzar. Many are familiar with the Gemara in Brachis about different types of tzadikim. There's a tzadik gamur, a tzadik she'eno gamur, but that's also referred to a tzadik mimenu. V'ta'aseh, and now the last section. You know what it looks like, Hashem? V'ta'aseh adam k'digi ayam, k'rem es lo moshe. Well, it looks like people are like fish. Nebuchadnezzar is just going to get everybody, right? Like fish, like creepy crawlies. The Malbim says, insects here have even less protection. There's no even water. So not only we're like fish, we're like rem es lo moshe bo, that it's such a achil Hashem. The Sefer Ikarim says that what he's complaining about, the Sefer Ikarim in Maimar Dalet, where he talks about the fact that a number of the Nevi'im complain that when it looks like Tzadik Varala, Rasha V'Tovlo, that's going to lead people off. In Perek Tezvav, he says many of the Nevi'im were upset about this. Loi mistafkin b'darush in his topic asav klal. Mistafkin u'mislonanim, right, on this. Lohai Aroy, she agiel azel at tzadik, they are Russia atzmo. Okay, the tzadik is going to be punished, but not by the Russia. She said maybe lan Hashem lefak peik b'mishpatei Hashem b'tafuk Torah. And he quotes our psukim. Hai Aroy la giam onesh adei Hashem magefa rav tachluim roim. But not by Nebuchadnezzar, and your Mio will complain about it, the Anshei Anatot that were Rishoyim, why are they the ones that are able to be successful? So that's what your Mio did, and that's what Chavakut did here as well. They are the very crucial Rambam. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam says that there are five Hashkafis that people have in the world Five Hashkafis about Hashkacha. Number one, he says there are people that deny everything. They're totally kofrin. There's no Hashkacha. So that's totally wrong. And even Aristotle, proved that was wrong. Number two is that there is Hashkacha for some and not for others, depending how well you perfect yourself. That's Aristotle. Fine. Number three is there's hashkacha on everything. Nothing happens in the world, even, right, the philosophical question, when a leaf falls in the forest, did that come from God? Yes. The third approach says yes. There's nothing in the world that happens without a Kadosh Baruch Hu being gozerit. So basically that takes away Bechira Chavshus. Number three. Number four is another one we won't do now. Number five is our hashkacha, says the Rambam, hashkacha satorah, that there is hashkacha pratis on people and hashkacha klolis about the species for animals, for plants, etc. And where do you get that from? He quotes our psukim. V'haraya shashar balei chayim bilti mushgachim ki im ba'ofan ha'ashgacha asher hizkir aristo mashamar anavi kasharoa mishtal shu nevuchanetzar v'arigaso b'ri adam amar. He says, you're like the fish and insects that are muznach. Mashma, they're muznach, that they don't have specific hashgacha. And his lashon later on is, v'vishkal eila hashgacha minis lo ishis. It's species, not personal. Uki'ilu, umatar, chasadav, and that's what the psukim mean when it says that animals in get food from Nevi'im, so you know, get food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's talking about the species, racham avakal masav, etc. Continuing, kulo b'chaka ha'al, the psukim end up, continuing this theme, that all the animals get in a trap, get in one chika, that's traps for fish, traps for animals, that's what it looks like. For to the outsider, says the Chavakuk, and therefore it's such a chil Hashem. Alkein yismach v'yogil, he traps them and he's happy. Alkein yizabech lecherma. What does Nebuchadnezzar do? He attributes it to himself, to his great trap, or to his god. V'katel lemechmarto kibahem Hashem echelko. Through his traps, he's getting fat. Umachalo bria Hashem. Could this go on? He ends off with a rhetorical question. Alkein yarich charmo. He'll keep emptying his trap. V'tamid larog o goyim lo yachmo. One of any rachmanes. How could it be? You can't stay like this. The chil Hashem element. And therefore, Chavakuk says something has to change. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue as we had a haschala into Chavakuk.